Guys, you might know from 2.5, 3 years ago, you might have seen this before. I'm here with my brother from another mother, all the way from Mexico, US. He's gonna get to know all where he's been. Last time we had this podcast was in Cairo, Egypt. And now we are here in Marbella, Spain. I'm very happy to see you again and sit with you at the table and talk about all the things that we have been doing. Welcome back, my friend.
How are you, Mr. Meester?
Yes.
It's good to be here.
Oh, man.
It's been a while.
Gil Antolin, founder of Luxury World Traveler, the one and only. He's sitting next to me right here. Guys, thank you for tuning in again. We're going to have a conversation today about travel, about life, as always, business, psychology. We're going to tap into some of your questions. And of course, after this podcast, if you have any commentary or critics or whatever, we love it. Just feel free to share it with us. Welcome back. How have you been?
I've been good. I've been very busy. I've been traveling a lot. Just got back from a 6-week trip from the US to Mexico. And yeah, we got some big things coming in the travel space, so I'm super excited about that. But life is good. And yeah, I can't believe it's been almost 2.5 years since we did that podcast in Egypt.
Yeah, if you guys want to look back at it, can find it. I think it was like 20, 30 podcasts back. And we had a beautiful background backdrop of the sea, Egypt, Sharm el Sheikh. I think it was
Oh yeah, it was
actually,
Sharm
I
el
think
Sheikh.
it
It
was
wasn't
actually
Cairo.
Cairo. It was Sharm el
It
Sheikh,
was at the Four
Egypt.
Seasons. Yep.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that was beautiful. So you've been yeah, what happened ever since? Have you continued traveling? I mean, let's tap into that for a little bit.
Yeah, so I'm originally from Los Angeles. I came to Marbella 3 years ago, which is in southern Spain. I was supposed to be here for 4 months, consulting for a hotel there in their social media and digital media. And then I ended up staying. COVID was still happening. LA was locked down, so I never went back. And then was traveling through the Middle East, Dubai. And then you invited me to that tourism summit in Sharm el Sheikh that I didn't want to go to because I was like, I am Mr. Luxury Traveler, but I had never heard of Sharm el Sheikh. I've heard of Cairo to me, but I'm like, where is this place? It's on the Red Sea. What is this, Sharm el what? And then I came and it was a great success, and that's where I met my significant other, who I've been with ever since. So yeah, and ever since then, just been in Marbella working on a lot of really cool things in the travel space. You know me, I always like to help as many people be able to travel the world as possible. That's where we met, traveling. For me, it changes your life. It's the best education. Gets you out of your comfort zone. And so yeah, I've been working on a couple projects to help as many people be able to travel the world as possible. And that's my heart, right? I just love the transformation. Like, people don't know my backstory, but in 2008, I thought I was like the king of the world. I'd made more money than I'd ever made in my life. And the financial crisis happened, and I lost my house, I lost my cars, lost my fiance. I lost multiple houses, actually. I was in the midst of bankruptcy, and I went on a mission trip to Africa, which was like, and I was feeling sorry for myself, and I just thought the world was over, and all these material possessions I had, I was losing. And then my spiritual advisor told me, I'm going to Africa, and we're going on this trip. I want you to be a part of it. Not only do I want you to be a part of it, I want you to help, like, get together a group of people to go there to, really bless other people's lives. But to put it in context, I was in the midst of losing everything. So the idea of going to the other side of the world to bless someone's life was like really hard for me in the beginning. But I organized a really good group. We raised $250,000. We went over there, and I thought, okay, I'm going to come there. I'm going to give them money, and they should be happy. But really, that's not what happened. Like, I went there, and I saw people that really didn't have anything. And it shifted my paradigm on life because at that moment, I was feeling so sorry for myself. It was the most depressed I've ever been. I never thought I was going to make it out of this, and I was like doing that whole like, "Why me? Poor me?" blah blah blah. And then I went to an orphanage in Kampala, Uganda, and these kids did a presentation. They were so excited. We were coming there to donate money to buy them uniforms and books, and and so on and so forth. And it just changed me. Like, in an
Wow.
instant, I was changed. Makes sense. Like, it just
I heard this story so many times, and I keep like getting emotional about it because you the first time you told me, I was like, wow. I think one of the greatest things that can happen is to lose it all and to kind of hit that rock bottom. And I think you in that moment truly experienced that on every single level. And that's,
I did,
like, I feel that,
you know. It was really hard to come to grips with, but in hindsight, it really helped me to put things in perspective. And this is why I'm so passionate about travel, because I feel once people are like an adult, like after 30, it's really hard to get them to change their mind about anything, right? Like, you are who you are, you see the way you see the world. But in that trip, I went from flying over there feeling sorry for myself, having all these problems back home, to like instantly not caring about any of that stuff, being very grateful for everything I had, and then coming back with a new mindset that even though I was in the midst of losing all my material possessions, I saw people, and I always tell people, that taught me the difference between joy and happiness. You know, you buy an iPhone, you buy a car, you buy a watch, you're happy temporarily, then it fades, you know, but joy comes from within, and you don't need material positions to feel joy. And these children that had nothing were just like exploded into like this musical presentation. I was bawling. There I was, you know, like a 32-year-old man just crying. It was at that point that I wanted to do two things going forward. One, I always wanted to be in the travel industry, because I couldn't have had that experience had I not left Los Angeles and flown all the way to the other side of the world. If I would have stayed in LA, I would have continued to feel sorry for myself, and I probably would have spiraled to a place that I don't even want to go there. It was that bad. And then two, paying it forward, you know, being able to help people that can't help you back, right? And really blessing them. And, you know, like when people ask me about luxury world traveler, yes, I've traveled to close to 80 countries now. I've stayed at 500 of the top hotels and resorts. I've done all this stuff. But the thing I'm the most proud of is that I've helped 200 other people start their career in travel, right? I had this ambassador program where I've mentored them, trained them. And I felt so blessed that I started an Instagram page that changed my life, that I wanted to help other people do that. So, like, you know, I've stayed true to that moment that I, you know, wanted to stay in travel, and I wanted to be able to pay it forward and bless other people. And, you know, and now you've been asking me what I'm working on recently. Now I have something where in the past I was only able to work with a couple hundred people. Now I feel like I have something that me and my team have put together, that we've hacked the travel industry, that will enable millions of people around the world to be able to travel better, travel at zero cost. And really, you know, the more people I can help to get out of their comfort zone, get out there traveling, make it so that money's not the only thing that stops them from traveling, but really give them access to the world. I feel like that's a great blessing. And so many good things have happened traveling. I mean, we met traveling, right?
Yeah, well, let's step into that for a little bit, because a lot of people have asked, actually, how did you meet your best friend? How did you meet your brother? We talked about it, I think, in the actual first podcast we did. But a little maybe reminder, we were, what you just talked about, we were doing the same things, a lot of the same things. Mm-hmm. I think the only significant difference was that I was more back then, like, combining a lot of things with personal branding, building my own personal brand, being on Instagram early. And after doing some television, I realized the power of personal branding, and I went basically all in. Mm-hmm. And then also I was like, because one of my good friends that I was very, very close with, he was actually in the US back then. I was living there, and he passed away. And he told me, I think I was, how old was I back then? I think I was 25 or something, or early. He said, "Joe, like, what you're doing right now, keep doing that. Keep traveling, keep like exploring. There's so much opportunity right now to make online like a business and to generate like income. You don't know how much time you have. I'm about to be gone. Like, I encourage you right now, just keep doing what you're doing, because you don't know how much time you have. And at least you're going to have the experience that nobody else is going to have, because they keep telling everybody else to work 9 to 5 and to actually retire when you're 67 and then travel if you even make it that far." You know what I mean? I'm like, it's a scam. It's a scam. So, you know, when I realized that, and I thank God, I was always like curious. I was, this is, people notice, I was an agent of the Matrix from 17 to about 19, military, police, all that stuff. I was defending the very system. I was like, I was like, no, this whole like personal branding stuff. Like, I don't think even was on Instagram or didn't even exist. I don't know yet. But after following my passion and just taking the risk, then I tapped into all that and I started doing e-com. I started doing like, you know, the Wi-Fi money stuff. And I was like able to make that idea of Wi-Fi money, laptop, piña colada, beach, that became real. And at the same time, I started sharing the importance of understanding how much abundance there is. Yeah. And then we ask ourselves, what is success? It's very personal. And I always say, you have to ask yourself, what is your freedom level? We're going to need some money to travel. We're going to need some money to pay the bills. But what is your freedom level? How much do you need? If you want to travel business class, yeah, you're going to pay more. If you're fine with economy, you're fine with other things and you just want to like backpack the world. It's very different for different people. But if you can explore if the world is your playground, then that is success. That is beautiful. And I think that it is so attainable for everybody, but a lot of people don't see it because the school system, the media, everybody else around them tells them exactly the opposite.
Yeah.
Pay your taxes, go to school, 9 to 5, shut up, just do what you're told. And maybe once or twice a year, you get a little reward, you can travel. You know, that is not, I mean, that is, if you believe that,
and
is
that's you, how I was raised.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, I come from two parents that were lower middle class, working, blue collar. I never even took an airline flight till I think I was like 15. My first international one was like 20, 21. So that's how I was raised, you know? And a vacation was something that was a luxury for the rich people.
Yeah.
You know, that's what like the rich people did. They went to Hawaii, they went to Cancun, they did all these things. And so I think a lot of people get programmed into that. And then obviously there is a cost associated with traveling, and people have jobs and they can't get time off. And there's all these excuses that prevent them from traveling. But like you touched on something earlier, like I believe it's so important to do it and do it young before you get into your mid to late 20s and early 30s, like get out, see the world, because it really will change the way that you see the planet. You know, we're a product of wherever you're born, you're a product of what your parents believe, your government's telling you, what your education system is, what the news and, you know, the political system is, and that shapes who you are and how you see the world. And unfortunately, we don't live in a utopia where everyone has all the, you know, perfect ideas on what other people's cultures and religions and beliefs are. And that was like what happened to me, is that I came from the United States. I was taught the United States is the best country in the world, you know, and in Christianity, if you're not Christian, you're nothing. Da, da, da. And all these things get like literally programmed into your brain. Yeah. And until you go on a trip internationally and immerse yourself in a culture, then you've never really done thinking for yourself. It's like one of the first times where there's no one there to influence you. There's no one there to push their agendas. There's no one there to like tell you anything about what you're doing. You're just experiencing and learning in real time for yourself without prejudice. And that's the beauty of travel. And that's why I think everyone should do it, because it really will change you. And then it'll change the way that you see and perceive the world. And then you may realize that like where you live, kind of like with me, may not be home for you. You know, like I was born and raised in Southern California and I loved it there. But I remember the first time I went to go visit my friend in Spain when I was like 21, I was like, wow, this feels like more like home than home feels like home, you know? And then, you know, it's so funny, 20 years later, I actually moved here, but like, then you find your tribe, you find your people. But, you know, if you don't ever leave your comfort zone, if you don't ever get out of your bubble, you will never know what you could be missing out on. Right. And that's why I think traveling is so great, and why I want as many people to travel as possible, is because until you do that, I mean, it would be a shame to sit and live in the same city or your same county or your same state and never like go to another part of the world and really get to have that experience. And so that's why I'm so excited about our new project. Glad you're a part of it. And for those of you listening, sorry, If you stay to the end, we're going to get more into that and why I think it's the best tool for any traveler that wants to get out there and travel. But the reason I say that is because I am actually so passionate about it. You know, if there's a better way for people to get out there, to have more experiences, maybe to break down the barrier where like finances don't prevent them from doing it, and their life becomes blessed, then that's like the gift that keeps on giving, right? And I know this, like some of the best things that have happened to me in my life happened when I was traveling. I met my girlfriend that's soon to be my fiance. I met my best friend. I had that life-changing experience. You know, but like, I think now having traveled internationally, like very heavily for like the last 12 years, I honestly feel like I'm a better person. I feel like I'm less biased, less prejudiced. I don't care where you're born, what religion you are, what sexual preference you are. I don't care, you know, what your views are in the world. Mm. None of that matters to me anymore because like.
Oh, this is interesting. So you wouldn't say you don't define yourself because this is a big thing in America right mm-hmm. now. Are you conservative? Are you liberal? Are you,
yeah,
like you don't want to.
I just think that like so many of those terms that they put on you from the time you're little, I'm Christian, I'm Buddhist, I'm gay, I'm straight, I'm liberal, I'm conservative. Those were all constructed to divide humanity. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? It gives you a reason to argue. And this is why I love the concept of traveling, because it really is one of those few things in the world that transcends all of that. And what I mean by that is I don't care where you're from, what your religion is, what your sexual preference is, what your political religion is.
What if I'm non-binary?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
No, because let me get, this is the point. It doesn't matter who you are, woman, man, old, young. I think we can all appreciate the fact like a beautiful red, orange, and purple sunset in the Maldives on a with white sand and teal water, right? Like those types of things, doesn't matter who you are, at your core, you're human and you appreciate that. And you appreciate the beauty of this world. And when you travel more, you start to realize, and this is what happened to me coming from America, like very biased, the US is the best and Christianity and nothing else. You realize more that a lot of that's BS. And you realize that you have more in common with people than you, the differences you are. You understand that everyone breathes, everyone needs water, everyone needs to eat, and we all love to be loved. We all get happy, we all get sad. Yeah. We have so much in common, but all these different labels divide us and create problems where they don't need to be problems, you know? And I remember when I first time went to Turkey, my mom, she's Christian, she's like, that's a Muslim nation, don't go there, right? Again, it's ignorance. This is what they think. And one of the best experiences I've ever had traveling happened there. I went there to go speak at a World Tourism Forum. They brought in some influencers from all around the world. There was 13 of us at this huge table at the Turan Palace in Kempinski, right on the Bosphorus in Istanbul. None of us really knew each other, all from different backgrounds. I'm sure we had all different political opinions. I'm sure someone there was gay, someone was straight, all these differences. We sat down and we started talking about travel. It was a 4.5-hour dinner experience. Not one time did any of those differences come up. It was one of the most beautiful moments ever. And it just went to show me that like humanity's humanity, you know?
I 100% agree with that. Yeah.
Right?
I 100% agree with that. And in the unfortunate reality is that we live in a world right now where evil is more visible than ever. Therefore, I do strongly believe that we have a responsibility to talk more about God than ever. Mm. Why? Because everywhere, and especially when we talk about America, Hollywood, Miami, degenerate places, a lot of these ideologies and this satanic worldview comes from there. And I think that we do need to tap into a moral and ethical responsibility, whereas, okay, what do we do to fight against that? I think it's important to talk about values, whether you are Christian, whether you are Buddhist, it doesn't really matter, but what is important? It is important to come together and fight the good fight against evil. Mm. I think if we look at the world right now, it's truly evil. I think we cannot deny that. And how do we come together and make a point again. I think it's important whether you are a Christian, and this is exactly the reason why I was reading the Quran this year, actually, for the first time, because a lot of the times I was very ignorant about it, and I was very negative about it, and I felt that I was not in the place to do that, because I really never read the Quran. But what is truly fascinating is that when I did read it, and when I did Ramadan this year for the first time, I was like, oh, it's not that different. And then, like you said, right, instead of looking at our differences, let's start looking at what makes us connect.
Correct.
And then when we are connected and we are not so divided, then we can fight the good fight.
Yeah.
No, unfortunately, absolutely. Right now, our governments, the satanic worldviews, what do they want us to do? They want us to talk about these things. They want us to
be divided.
Exactly. And what is the 100%. Easiest to indoctrinate our children? So then we have an option. What do we do? Okay, do we just, you know, sit back and let everybody be and let this happen? Or do you think we have a moral responsibility to fight against that and to prevent our children from this indoctrination? And I personally have asked myself this, including my own circle, the powerful people with a lot of influence, do we need to say something against, and do we need to fight against this? And the answer, I think, should be yes. Because if it's not us with influence, then who is it? Because nobody else is doing it.
Yeah, I just think there's the division is strategic from the top level, right? It's very strategic. And you know, if you can get people to not like each other based on just the way that you're taught at a young age, it's very easy to divide a country, to pit country against country, you know, people against people. And, you know, talking about like different religions, you know, I read the Bible like 7 times. I've read the Quran. I've read a lot of teachings from Buddha and Taoism. But like at the base, if you get to like everyone's religion, most of those talk about just being a great person, practicing unconditional love, loving your neighbor as yourself. You know, and really not having any, casting any judgment on people. And I think that's where it really starts, where we need more people to understand what unconditional love is, and not have these deep rooted hatreds that aren't even their own, their programs. And I think that's where it starts, you know, because take me, for example, how could a 17-year-old kid growing up in the US have such deep-rooted hatred for like the Soviet Union or Russia or people from the Eastern Bloc without ever even having met one, right? Like where does those feelings come from, right? And now I'm actually with someone who was born in Ukraine, like she's my significant other. So you just get to learn that like a lot of this stuff is indoctrination, like you said, and you have to at some point unlearn a lot of your stuff. Right, you have to unprogram yourself from all this hate that keeps you fueled. And when you really get in, when the rabbit hole really gets deeper, you finally realize that like when you carry all this around, it doesn't affect anybody but yourself. It's just negative energy that's building up in you, right? And I think if we had more people that practice unconditional love, then there wouldn't be any of that stuff that you just talked about. Like it would be, we can be in a more loving society where people helped each other and it wasn't like dog eat dog and there was no reason to like push indoctrinations. But I think it starts when we're so young, and some people become so programmed that then they follow that. And it's very unfortunate, you know, it really is. It's a bad way to live your life, never having developed what is like your own opinion or logic.
I hear you. Right? And the thing, what I hear when you say this is it's an idealistic worldview. In your ideal worldview, we live happily together and everything is, you know, going against well and like going well. Everybody is together. The reality is that we live right now in a world where it's truly evil happening in front of our eyes, and that we have people like ourselves with a lot of influence and powerful people that we are connected to. I have a very strong network. And then the question is, okay, should we fight for justice, or should we completely ignore that? Should we allow Christianity? Should we allow our churches to have LGBTQ+ preachers? Do you really believe that this is something that God would want for us? Do you really believe that our children should be indoctrinated with you are not a man, you might be a woman, you can be trans at 6 year old, no, I don't think this is right. And I do think we need to stand up for that. And we both have children. I think it's important to do stand up for that and to protect them to a certain degree, whether you are Christian, Muslim, or anything else. Mm. I think we can agree that there is evil and there's good. Mm-hmm. And I mean, on which side are you on?
Yeah.
I mean, and that's where we should unite. That's my true, honest opinion. Right now, I think it's more important than ever. Yeah. And so for people that are right now talking about God or talking about values or morals, whatever that means for you, because it means different things for different people. But I think, like you said, in the rough lines, it usually means the same, mm. right? Treat our neighbor as thyself, don't steal, be a net positive for society. All these things, if we generally agree on that, I think we can at least make the world a little bit of a better place.
Yeah.
And good always wins to get evil. So.
But you have to unlearn hate, first of all, because once you're taught how easy it is to hate people on the other side, then that's what fuels it all. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's why I know they always say, like, if someone has like enlightenment or they have a breakthrough or they've had something that changes them, they want to share it with the world. Right. Because then it's like the veil comes off and they don't want anyone else to have to go through that. And that was really, is it done?
Is it still working, by the way? Yeah. Still on. All right. Awesome. Thank you.
Perfect. And that's why, you know, the passion for me to get people out there to travel will never change, because it literally took so much of my hate out of my heart. And I didn't even realize I was carrying it around, you know, like I didn't realize that it was there with me. And when I finally got rid of it, it was like so good, because I realized, like, why do I have such strong feelings? But it doesn't affect anyone else's life. It only affects mine, you know? And they have, there's that expression, like, where your attention goes, energy flows, whether it's good, bad, or ugly, mm-hmm. right? So if you're constantly focusing on the differences and trying to prove that you're right, whatever that is, politically, religiously, you know, sexually, then you're just gonna like create more and more of that negativity. Whereas if you just let it go, you know, and then really work on making yourself a better person, then, you know, that's where like growth really starts to happen. But first you have to unlearn all that stuff. And that's what was made possible for me, and why I feel like so much more of a lighter and positive and like more loving person, because I got rid of all that crap. I left it all behind, you know. I don't judge anyone anymore based on their skin color, any of their stuff. I just, you know, for me, it's more just like, let's sit down, let's have a conversation. If I like you, I like you. You know, if we get along, we get along. I don't, you know, and that's why I love traveling, is because the people that are part of like the travel community, they're just like the most positive people ever, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you notice this. Like,
oh, that's what we've been doing. We met each other. Yeah.
We met each other. Yeah. We hit it off. You know, but like how many other creative experiences have you had of like people you've never met before when you're out traveling? And then all of a sudden, like wow, these guys are awesome. There's like a different.
Because we are operating outside of the matrix, but we, you know, we're talking about the 1% that's able to do that. Yeah. Well, you know, we are in a bubble, and that's why I think we also need to be understanding, because when you do travel, you see how privileged we are. And that means that people are listening right now that are like, hey, I want to travel too. And if daddy government says, hey, you cannot travel anymore, we will put restrictions on you. You have to wear a mask and you cannot go there anymore before you are vaccinated. What do we need to do? Yeah. Well, again, I have influence. There's a lot of people that follow me for various reasons. Let's be clear. But there's also a big part of that is inspired, that I get emails every day of like, oh my God, Jesse, you changed my life. And this is my motivation. This is truly my purpose. This is truly what I'm living and motivated for. So if these people are listening, if these people are asking, hey, Jess, how did you do this? How did you travel the world? Well, I started with basic fundamentals. I started with being close to God, having clear values and morals. And I also had a very close circle of people that had similar mindset and similar goals. Travel community, as you said, right? But also entrepreneurs and thinking outside of the box, escaping the matrix, a very popular topic right now. This is really what that is. Escaping the matrix is really stepping out of the system and understanding that everything you've been told is a lie. And everything, like you just said, is here to make sure you are divided and full of hate and miserable and depressed. And then what do? You take some pills, you drink tap water, you are completely indoctrinated by the system, and you get vaccinated so you can travel. So you do everything that the government tells you, because you cannot use critical thinking skills anymore, because your dopamine receptors are completely fried. The entire system is not for you, it's against you. And if you start to realize and understand what does something to you, you can also educate and help other people to have a better life and understanding of what's really going on in the world.
Correct.
Because if we don't talk about this,
we don't.
Yeah, and that's why, like, I don't care if it's controversial. I don't care. I really want to step in, and I want to make sure that we fight a good fight, that we talk about this, and that people can actually travel, that they won't be restricted, that they won't live in a cashless society where it can, your cars can just be blocked just because you know the government deems you as a bad person. This is what's happening right now. We cannot just close our eyes and not talk about this. And brother, absolutely. I love you. We met in a beautiful cabin in Dolomites, Italy. I'll never forget. We were doing the same things, and then at some point our paths crossed when it was the right time. And I'm eternally grateful for that moment.
Yeah.
And I also see that maybe in a year from now, that might not be possible anymore with how the world is going right now. So yeah, do we need to talk about that? Do we need to make people aware? Absolutely. We have an influence. We can have a conversation. Mm-hmm. We can look at the facts. We can look at the statistics. And we can really help people in every single way. Okay, how can we have people travel for the best price? How do we find the best deals? We now have an opportunity that we're going to share with you at the end of the podcast. Mm-hmm. But also, how can we make people healthy, spiritually aware, and be close to God? I will talk about that. I will not refrain from that, because I cannot close my eyes and just see the world burn and let the evil win.
Yeah. No, and getting to your point, like, about doing your own research, you said a lot of good things. How much impact travel's had on your life? You wanted many people to do it and, like, do your research. And like, to your point, that's one of the things that was, like, shocking to me. So before this, I was just, like, a normal consumer in the travel space. And I spent a lot of money traveling. And then over the last, like, 11 years, I've really gotten to know the business of travel. But, like, I was shocked to find out that, like, there are no deals on online travel. Like, you know, because you're saying, like, do your research, like, figure out the system. Mm-hmm. There's, like, three companies that basically own a majority of all the online travel booking systems. So if that's the case, like, how are you really getting deals? You wonder why, like, if you go on Kayak, you see all the same prices. Why would that be? I figured this out. I was like, oh, my God. You know, and then I realized, me and my team, we figured out that, like, that's not a deal. That's a retail price based travel, you know? And then we figured out a way to give people access to wholesale. And we'll get into that later. But, like, even that, just by doing research, you're like, wow, they really have us programmed, right?
Yeah.
To think that, like, you're going to go online and you're going to get a really good deal. Then
the
you
last,
figure out they're
the
all owned
price.
By the same company. Yeah, yeah. And they're all by the same company. Right. And then another fact that, like, shocked me was that I was doing my research is that last year, those companies spent over $12 billion in advertising. Now, if you're getting the best deal, who's paying for the marketing? Right? Yeah. And it goes to your point, like, you need to do your research and your homework, because if you just go through life blindly and you don't get out there and, like, really see what's going on, you can be duped, right? And it's really important to be able to think for yourself, do your research, and really not lose your critical thinking skills, because this is what, you know, as like, shaping who you're going to be and how your life is going to unfold. Mm-hmm. I think too many people just go through life, like, just, you know, being drones, not thinking, just doing what they're told. You touched on it earlier, you know, going to college, getting a degree, working for 40, 50 years and trying to travel in their 70s or 80s. Like, that's a complete lie.
Who says you're even going to make it that far?
Exactly.
God bless my mom. I'm glad, you know, she's retiring 2-3 years earlier. I'm actually going to give her some extra, because I wanted to live the best life possible. But honestly, most people won't even make it that far. And even if you make it that far, are you in the best? Are you in the best conditions that you would be in your 30s or your 40s
or 20s?
Yes, or 20s. Like,
no,
you know,
you're not
exactly.
You never promised.
You
tomorrow.
Know what I mean?
Never.
So no, exactly, man. Like, yeah, let's be in an office with artificial light for entire 20s and 30s in a prime of our life, and then, you know, hopefully we have enough money to retire and go on a cruise. play some golf.
It's
you know, like, come on, bro.
Really,
like,
sad.
It's a really sad reality. And people are listening right now, and I know this triggers some people, but again, we love y'all. Like, we need to talk about this, because whatever is it that you want, whatever your situation is right now, this doesn't mean that this is going to be your situation forever. And sometimes you have to be in a really dark place to realize, okay, what do I really want out of this life? You've been there, I've been there. We might be there a couple times more. Who knows? That's the beauty of life and the masculine imperative that we're dealing with here. But at the end of the day, what truly matters is that you can open your eyes and see that there's a lot of opportunity out there, and that you can understand that you can dedicate every single aspect of your life to living it on your terms. And I mean, right now there's still the opportunity to do that. So let's step into, like, right now what we have in off, and actually it's not even an offer, it's an opportunity. Let's share that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know people are coming here for advice. They don't want to hear an advertisement. They don't want to hear anything. But for me, you know, with my experience, you know me, I'm considered a travel expert around the world. Like I said, I've been to 80 countries. I have multiple travel businesses. I have a travel agency. When me and my team hacked the travel industry and figured out there was a wholesale side to travel, then my first reaction was the wholesale pricing, that is. And all anyone ever has known is retail. But lo and behold, there's a wholesale, just like with a lot of businesses. And I saw, like, these discounts that were like 20, 30, 50, 60, even like 80% off of what retail was. It made me mad because of how passionate I am to get people to travel. And the number one reason why people don't travel is because of money.
Yeah.
That's why. Because it's expensive. So when I
figured, it's a lot more expensive now.
And yeah. it's a lot more expensive now. So when I saw that there was a wholesale side of travel, it just was never offered to consumers, only to businesses. That's what fueled me. And then me and my team are like, okay, let's figure out how we give people access to these discounted prices so they can travel more. But there was no way, because if you know the travel industry, the wholesalers that do this, they were only offering this to businesses that bought in bulk. So for consumers, unless you had tens of millions of dollars, you can't get access to it. So this is why I'm so excited, because we're taking the fact that now we have access to wholesale travel, and we're creating the first online travel booking platform that's going to allow people to get access to this pricing that has never existed. And that, to me, is just like a game changer, because if you can save 20, 30, 50, 80%, you're going to be able to do it more. And for a lot of people, those savings will be the difference on whether or not they can actually even take one trip a year or not. Does that make sense?
Oh, 100%.
And this is why I'm super stoked on this thing. And then secondarily, I understand, and I know people see, like, all these things online, like, oh, save 50 here, save 20. But for most people, they don't have even enough disposable income to take a trip, even if you save them 50, 60, or 70%. So we looked at that and we said, okay, so how do we help people that have no money be able to travel? And this is what the thing that, like, I'm really excited about, is we created the number one travel rewards program I have ever seen. Now, are you a member of any travel reward program, like American Express or?
Oh, whatever? Yeah, all of them.
Okay, so there's one thing they all have in common. You have to spend a lot of money before you get any kind of rewards, right or wrong?
Yeah.
I mean, right? Like, on some of these online travel booking sites, you have to, like, book 12 rooms before you get one free. I mean,
yeah.
So again, that doesn't help people. And we looked at this and we said, okay, so since there is so much savings in this, how do we bless as many people as possible? So we came up with the best reward program system ever. So in order to get access to wholesale pricing, just so people know, you have to be, here's the law and here's, like, the hack. You have to be part of a private membership. But once you are, then the veil comes down and now you're on the other side and you're getting, like, you know, it's like getting the keys to the kingdom. But because there's so much savings in here, we're going to allow our members to share it with their friends, family, community, whoever, for free, right? Their people won't have to spend a dime to get access to it. But here's where it blesses people, and here's where it gets people that don't have money to be able to travel. So Jess, let's say I'm a member and I'm like, hey, I'm part of this new wholesale travel pricing. No one's had access to it. I want you to try it. You can get access to it. I give you a link. You go on there. let's say you compare it to like an online travel thing, and you're like, hey, Gil, I was going to go to this hotel for a week. I'm going to save $1,000. Would you be excited with me?
100%.
$1,000, $1,000. Mm-hmm. Here's the beauty of it. Because you're not a member, you only get access to half, but you got $1,000 savings. You're blessed. What we do with the other half for our members so they can travel more is we take the other $1,000 and we put it in a travel savings reward account for them. So by helping their friends, family, whoever save money, they're blessed with the exact same type of money. We convert it to reward credits, and they can now use that to book discounted travel, not retail travel again, but wholesale prices anywhere around the world. They can even use it for plane tickets. And so this is the only reward system in the planet where after you're a member, you don't have to spend another dollar in order to earn substantial rewards where you can potentially travel at zero cost. Now, how does that sound?
I love that.
Right? You get blessed for helping other people. And this is why I'm so excited, you guys. And here's the magic and the secret. Jesse is one of our ambassadors, and we're handpicking the people we want to work with.
Ambassadors. I'm a partner, man.
Because we know his heart. He loves to bless people. We know he's inspired so many of you guys to travel. And we want to work with partners that have the best interest of their followers in mind, the best interest of their community in mind. You guys have seen Jesse's Twitter. If you've seen his Facebook, his Instagram, anywhere he puts himself out there, he's as real as it gets. And I have a mad respect for my brother because he never compromises himself, his integrity for anything. He's one of the realest people I ever met. That's why he's my best friend. And I knew that he would want to bless his community with something like this. And, you know, for me and for us, since we're so passionate about travel, and I interviewed Jesse a couple months ago, and he said that, you know, traveling was the best education he ever had, right? You can expand on that, like beyond military, beyond college, beyond anything. 100%. It taught you more.
Yeah.
It changed you more.
I mean, we did a couple cultures together as well, which was truly, I really missed that time. That was a really good time, you know, because traveling with your best friend, I think, is the best thing you can do. But like, I can honestly say that besides the educational system that I went through, the university degree, psychology, 72 countries later, it truly developed me into the man that I am today. It truly showed me the world in a different perspective. It truly opened my eyes. And yeah, and then it just comes back to the conversation we had earlier as well, that we both are ambassadors of travel. We both are not, like, we want people to see the world. We want to make that available and attainable for people. So, and there's many ways, including what we just talked about, including looking at your own life, looking at what's happening in the world. Mm-hmm. And if you bring all those things together, then suddenly wherever you are right now in your life, it becomes actually attainable. It doesn't just become a plan. Mm-hmm. You can actually start doing it. So that's what I love about this.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, and a lot of people, they look at my life now, right? I'm an 11-year overnight success, right? If you look at my Instagram now, luxury world traveler, see, I have millions of followers, you see all the places I've been. But what they don't see is the journey. But, you know, to your point, the journey really starts in the beginning with rewiring your brain and having the right mindset, right? Because if you don't ever get that done correctly, if you don't ever understand how powerful your thoughts are and how that affects the course of your life, then you'll just stay in this vicious cycle, right? And people are always like, yeah, that sounds so cliche. And then I say, yeah, but are you happy with where you're at now? And 99% of people say no. I'm like, so then what you're doing isn't working, right? And focusing on the negative 90% of the time is just bringing you more negative. You're not making the money you want. You don't have the relationship you want. You don't have the, you know, the freedom that you want. And for me, like, it really started with rewiring my brain, and my Instagram page became like my vision board. And I spent more time focusing on the places that I wanted to travel when I was dead broke and I had nothing, and putting my energy into that than I did worrying about my bills when I came back from Africa, because it changed my life, right? But that rewiring that happened in Africa allowed for the transformation. Does that make sense? That makes sense. If I didn't do that, I would have spiraled and just kept going down. So, you know, it all starts with like really rewiring the way that you see the world, but really taking responsibility for the fact, good, bad, or ugly, that you are creating your own universe. And then when you change that, then you have the power to go out and take advantage of anything out there, whether you want to travel or create your own business, right? Like
what I love about you, man, is that you're truly a nomad. Like you, I think in a couple of weeks you're gonna be in Mexico again. You know what I mean? Like you settled out for a little bit, then you're like, you're out there, you're beachside. Just, you know, I fucking love that so much. And I'm gonna actually see you in Mexico soon.
For the launch.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So what can we share lastly with the people? Because I think that we're gonna, obviously you gotta go make sure that you follow us as well. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna be sharing about the launch, which is happening next month already.
Yeah, right? And about 30 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, guys, all these things that we're talking about, we created a new company. It's called Vacaby Voyage. It is, when people ask me what it is, I say this: it's the best possible tool that I've ever seen to allow as many people around the world to be able to travel as possible. Mm-hmm. It's just revolutionary. It's got the best rewards program. You'll get the lowest prices. If you are a go-getter, we have an affiliate program where you can earn commissions. I mean, and then on top of that, we are going to be one of the first truly travel 4.0 platforms that's out there. So if you don't know what travel 4.0 is, and tourism 4.0, it's really the future of travel. You know, as the world evolves and as technology becomes more and more abundant, you've heard terms like the blockchain, which you're very familiar with, AI, which I know you're working on your own AI clone that you have. The Internet of Things, which is really just the connectivity of everything, your cell phone to your car, to the online using of apps. And then lastly, creating very experiential and custom tailored traveling. It's travel 4.0 is a combination of all of that into one, right? And so aside from the things that I talked about, this new platform will also have an AI travel coach. So if you want to go to, like, let's say Bali and you've never been there, well, everyone's different, right? And you've been to Bali. It's like kind of like going to Ibiza. It's whatever you want to make it. Some people say like Ibiza, oh, and they think of like, you know, parties and clubs. But if you've ever been there as many times as we have, you understand that there's an entire agro-turismo culture there. There's probably more yoga instructors there per capita than any island in the world. There's a very spiritual community. So depending on everyone, and everyone's different. Everyone has their own passions. Everyone has their own likes. So we created this AI travel coach to create custom itineraries for people in a matter of seconds, so they don't have to like worry when they go. They can just go travel and enjoy what they want to enjoy.
I love that.
It's cool, right?
Yeah.
And everyone's different. Some people are foodies. Some people are vagabonds. Mm-hmm. Some people want luxury. Some whatever it does. And then the last part, which I know you're super excited about, and I know a lot of other people are excited about, is you will be able to, once you're a member, be able to pay for travel using your crypto, which is one of those things that doesn't exist worldwide now until now. And like you talked about, you're a big advocate for this. You know, like if they can go into your normal bank and shut you down in 2 seconds if you say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing, right? And that can stop you from having the freedoms and the luxuries of life. So we understand that. We understand a lot of people are putting their money into crypto. So you will be able to use your crypto for the first time to book travel, you know, and not have to go through all the exchanges and withdrawals and all that pain. So it's really, I feel like it's going to be like this transcendent travel, company, but really community and movement, right? To let people know that like you've been getting ripped off so far. There's another side. We're going to put you on the other side. We're going to give you that freedom. We're going to give you opportunities. We're going to create reward programs that will allow you to earn and travel at zero cost by blessing other people. We want to create something that's new, and it's not just focused so much on the money, but like rewarding people for helping other people. And that's why you are the perfect person to work with, Jesse, because I've seen you help so many people over the years. I've seen you, you know, inspire and bless so many people. And I know a lot of people look at your Instagram and they've probably been inspired to go travel because of that. And this will be something that we can, I feel, will really be a blessing with the world. And it's going to not just be a game changer, but a life changer. for a lot of people. Does that make sense?
Very excited. I'll make sure to put a link as well where people can check more about this sign up for the launch. And yeah, man, let's do this again. I appreciate you coming down, talking about this. Where can, I mean, we're going to put it in the description, but people can find you at Gil Antolin and Luxury World Traveler, correct?
On Instagram, yeah. Yeah. Luxury World Traveler and at Gil Antolin. And yeah, thanks for having me here. Yeah. I hope, you know, for any of you guys listening that listen to us, you heard something that will inspire you to go travel and take that trip. Don't ever underestimate that. When I say it's life-changing, it truly can be transformational. So whether you do it on your own or with us, go out there, have that experience, immerse yourself in another culture, be transformed. I promise you, it is one of the best experiences and things you can invest into yourself in this lifetime. So
100% agree. More than any material stuff you can ever buy.